Hello.
Hi, is this Jim?
This is Jim.
Good to speak with you again, Jim. This is Paul calling you back here from Local Splash. We spoke last week regarding branding your business on Google and maybe even doing a website for you. I did want to reach back out to you, see if you had a chance maybe to take a look at the email that I sent out to you. I certainly would be happy to answer any questions you might have.
Well, it's interesting that you would call because I don't think it's going to work out with Angie's List.
Oh.
They put a block on my account.
Really?
Said that it was like some kind of internal affairs thing. I called the 1-800 number. I asked for customer service. We got everybody that we could involved, and they said that they may need some additional information, and they may unapprove me. I had to go through a 3-day background check where they did everything that they're supposed to approve you or not approve you, and I was approved.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, there's some kind of issue. I can't get any information because the people that I'm communicating with said that it's some kind of internal thing that they don't have the information either.
Huh.
And I said, well, what the hell is it? I said, I don't understand. I have one review on there that's 5-star, that's perfect. I have nothing but good reviews. No one's ever had anything but perfect to say about me or my work. So, you know, I have horrible credit because of a family medical problem. But other than that, I've never had a felony or, you know, I'm as clean as you get. If they don't have it resolved by the end of the day, I'm going to get a refund. And if I get a refund, then I would have the money to set something up with you. So I was actually going to reach out to you.
Okay.
Did you find out if you could include the website in the package?
Yes. Yeah, that's the other reason I wanted to reach back out to you. So we would actually be able to include that website for you at no additional cost, meaning we would build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. I was also able, and still can, waive the setup fee. So it is exactly that that $249 is an out-the-door cost. It's the cost that I mentioned before, and the website would be part of that. The Facebook ads are also still going to be included as well. There's $100 of Facebook ads included. So I think that you were saying, you know, you were hoping to get a job or two. That doesn't look like it's going to happen. But now you're...
I did get the job that I needed to. In fact, I'm going to meet another customer to give another estimate.
Okay. Was that a lead from Angie? Was that a lead from Angie or just from like word of mouth?
No. I've been using this app called Nextdoor.
Oh, I'm familiar.
And that's how I've been getting all my business. Word of mouth.
Yeah, so those are great ways to get more business. Of course, with this, you're going to get a lot more business. I mean, you're going to reach more people, and people will be reaching you, so they're calling
you
directly.
Maybe you can answer me. Facebook sent me a message through Messenger telling me that they were scheduling to remove my page from Facebook. And I'm like, what the hell does that mean? Does that mean like kicking me off Facebook altogether or just removing my business page? Or I contested, obviously. The issue. I'm like, what's the problem?
Right.
I think they're having an issue. You know, everyone else gets to use Facebook for marketing, and they put an ad to sell something for $3 or $11 or $20. And it's never actually selling something. They're selling a service. Well, I'm trying to do the same thing, and I'm getting in trouble for it. So I don't understand, what the deal is there. If I have an official website, they can't really contest that, right?
Yeah,
I mean, if I've been on with you, that they can't, unless I do something to violate I've never done anything wrong. I haven't pissed anybody off. I don't have any complaints or anything like that. So, I need to go meet with this guy, and then I have, I'm supposed to be doing the second half of my contract that I started with this woman. I did a bunch of work in her house, and she's supposed to be texting me when she gets back at 1 o'clock.
Okay.
So I gotta quickly do an estimate, and then once I get her taken care of, is there any way that we could talk again either later on this afternoon or early evening or tomorrow morning, whatever works for you, but I definitely want to move forward and get this going. See, there's not that much time left in season, and I think I want to start videoing some instruction type videos. You see a lot of people, woodworking people.
Right.
I don't know if you've ever seen any of the math, how to build a workbench, to build these tools, this and that. Well, I do a lot of that kind of stuff, and one of my customers recommended to me, they're like, you know, you're really personable, you speak very well, you are
absolutely,
and you know what you're talking about. It's like, there's not one question that we've asked you that you don't know when it comes to houses. You really need to video some of the things you're doing. So if I were to do that, would I need anything extra additional from what you and I are talking about? Would I have to pay more or how would I?
No, not at all. Yeah, we can actually attach that to your website. We can, you know, put videos on your website and, you know, link the additional content. There's not any additional cost for really anything that we do. My job as a pricing director is, of course, to make it affordable, but also to keep it simple, straightforward pricing. So it would bill exactly $249 on a month-to-month basis, same day every month. So it keeps it kind of easy to remember, easy to manage. And yeah, there's no extra fees for posting videos and things like that. And that is something that we actually like doing, and we're really glad that you'll be able to provide that additional content.
Do you think that would help me? Because one of the things I wanted to cover was I want to offer a service, a consultation service, to where, let's say you want to have a pool guy put new tile around the inside of your pool. You want a different look.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, I can review the contract and scope of work, and I can tell them with detail and accuracy if they're being charged the correct amount, and if the scope of work that the contractor's proposing is correct.
Okay.
Wouldn't you think that would be something that people would like? Like for example, if I charge $39.99 to review the entire contract, verify the contractor's legitimacy and verify it if it's in the right pricing range or not, I would think that'd be the best $40 you ever spent.
Yeah.
So once I have a website and I'm able to put a little bit about myself, include some pictures, I want to do a weekly video on whatever job I'm going to, whatever, you know, this is how you set up and start to do this. Today, folks, we're going to be installing XYZ, and first of all, you need to make sure for safety that you have these things taken care of, you know, and kind of go through. Because there's a ton of people that really just want to try to do things on their own. They have the money, they could easily hire it out, but they really would rather try. And I think that I can offer assistance to those types of people. So anyhow, I don't know, if I did a video, could I send it to you and get your opinion and tell me if you think that I look good in a video, if it would benefit my marketing package, or, I mean, and I'd want you to be honest with me. Say, Jim, you're, you know, this is good for you, or honestly, good thoughts, but you're not a video guy. You know,
no, we would, someone we, yeah, tell I'm me sure the we, truth. We,
we can definitely do that for you, you know, with a professional eye. So I will call you, and I can call you late today. That's fine. Does 6 o'clock work out for you?
Oh, that'd be great. Six o'clock would be great.
Okay, perfect. I'll give you a call at 6. We might even be able to get this going without having to wait for the refund from Angie. I don't know. It's weird that they can't even tell you what's going on with that. But definitely we'll be able to help you out one way or another, and I've got it on my calendar to give you a call around 6.
The problem is that I need that money from I need the refund money from Angie.
Right.
They owe me $300.
Right.
They did tell me that I said, so what happens if they decide after whatever they're currently doing, reviewing God knows what if they don't approve me? He says,
right.
The worst that can happen is that we don't approve you and then you get a full refund. You don't have to pay. We took off all of the charges from the leads that we sent you that were for services that you didn't provide. I mean, it seems like a hokey thing. Three years ago, I signed on with Home Advisor, and it would have worked well. I just couldn't find anyone reliable to work with me. But I was getting lead calls like 3-4 a day, and when I went to call the people back, they would answer the phone that they wanted the work done. The leads I was getting from Angie's list was garbage. I mean, it was like they pulled names out of a hat. These people didn't want work done. Nobody would return my call, my text. It was really like shady.
Oh boy.
So I said, well, look, I this is the season down here. I can't be screwing around.
Right.
Like, you guys need to straighten this out. And they did. They guaranteed me that they will give me a refund if I'm not approved. But what I think I'm going to do is, if I'm going to sign on with you guys, I think I'm going to get more bang for my buck with you.
Of course.
And, I just need that $300 back to,
right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know if they do it immediately or if it takes 3 to 5 days or what the scheme is.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I know you definitely want to get that money back, and it seems like you're definitely entitled to it. I was just wondering, I know you were might being able to finish up a job that you had started or do a little bit more work for an existing client.
I could put half down.
Okay.
You know, what I could come up with today, I could put half down right now.
Okay.
Now I need to go do an estimate. This guy may hire me on the spot, and if he does, I would have enough from my 50% down that I require.
Yeah.
I would have enough. So we might be able to do it tonight.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was alluding to.
I'm definitely in. I think it's the smartest. The smartest way forward for me, and I think it's the best way to start a brand and get, you know, really start getting recognized.
Absolutely.
And,
I definitely agree. So maybe you know, it depends if you get that other job and get, you know, the first half of the payment.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Can you call and verify a review? If I gave you a phone number, could you call a customer and ask for a review? Say, I'm considering hiring James DiVigili. Do you have any remarks? Anything? I'd like to hear what a customer would say if they're asked. Is that something that you could do or no?
You're saying, like, from a previous customer that you worked with?
Yeah, like, because right now, the only way that I have for them to give me a review is through Angie's List. And if Angie's List is locked, I don't have any way for these people to leave me reviews. They all want to give me good reviews, they're telling me.
Perfect.
So,
yeah, perfect. Yeah, we want, absolutely. And we do want you to have reviews, because we know that a lot of your potential customers will make their decision to call based off of not only a great looking website, of course that online presence, but they like to see that you've got reviews. Whether they do end up reading those reviews or not, having those reviews is definitely going to help you. So one thing that we will do, and you can use the sample letter that we send you verbatim, you can use it for inspiration, make your own, as long as you kind of copy and paste the link that will go directly to your Google listing. You can send it out to to satisfy clients, even all of them all at once, just BCC, so they don't know that you're sending it to everybody at the same time. But, you know, it makes it easy. You just send the email. It has the link. They take a couple of seconds to give you a star ranking. Maybe they're kind and have the time to spend a couple of minutes to write a few nice words for you. That way it's as easy as it can be for you to not only ask for those reviews, but for them to respond to that request, write that review, and again, for the popular or branded.
Yeah. I had the conversation up front, and I said, the one thing I require, and let me know if you have an issue with this, if you're happy with my work, if at the end you say, I'm very happy, I'm going to give you this price on the understanding that you're going to leave me a review stating how happy
you are.
Well,
that's good. That's good that you're proactive in trying to generate those reviews. And the review generation tool is something that you will have access to. I mean, it is definitely part of this platinum package. And I think it's going to be a great way to not only get your name out there, get the website out there, but to give people the easy opportunity to write those reviews that others will see. And that's just going to lead to more phone calls, more jobs, more reviews. I'm excited to work with you. I think that, you know, when I give you that call back later today, there's a pretty good chance that you'll get the job today, and we'll be able to get things set up. We might even be able to get you on the client interview calendar for today, if not for tomorrow, to have our technician talk to you in detail about your services, your service area, mission statement, slogan, motto. All of that content will help us to build out your website. And again, everything happens quite quickly. Typically, it takes us about 5, maybe 7, 10 business days to build out your website. About that same time or less to get the Facebook ads going. So it's going to get your phone ringing quickly here before the season's over, and I know that this is a great time to brand your business. I'm excited for you, and it seems like it's going to be the best thing and also the best timing, being that Angie thing kind of is very odd, but it seems like you probably are better off without Angie.
You know, I'm kind of stubborn, and
Jim, can you still hear me? I think I might have lost you. I can't hear you. It's very muffled. Yeah, we might have lost the connection. I will definitely call you back though here at 6 o'clock, okay? I don't know if you can hear me at all, but I definitely can't hear you. We'll talk at 6, Jim. Thank you.